Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on prayer is the root cause of prayerlessness. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Romans chapter 11 and verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. My dear listeners, today's message will be short. I want to address the root cause of prayerlessness. Now, don't get me wrong. Many times as believers, we may hit rough patches and may not pray as consistently or as regularly as we would have loved to. But we get right up again and continue on our race, especially with the help of the right group of people around us. I'm not speaking about this type of prayerlessness. I'm speaking about core and chronic prayerlessness, where a person goes several days and months and even years without praying. Let me save you the hassle of trying to figure out why you are this way. I'll tell you, you lack faith. You do not believe that God is who he says he is. You do not believe deep down in your heart in what he says he can do. And so you don't just bother. Investigate your state of prayerlessness. It is not a lack of time. It is not a function of not knowing how to pray. It is just a lack of faith. Satan has attacked your faith. Think about it. If you believe that God could sort your issues out or help your life in any way, you would pray. Now, if you are that person listening to me today, you will need to go back to the Word. The Word is the only thing that can build your faith. It doesn't matter that you are a pastor or a leader in your fellowship. It doesn't matter that no one knows that you haven't been praying. Just run back to your Word and get back into prayer. You are genuinely only as effective as your prayer life. May God's help avail for us all. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word this morning. Lord, I pray for one particular miracle this morning. I pray that someone who has not come into the secret place for a very long time will hear this message and be revived. I pray for revival for at least one prayer altar this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon if you were blessed. Please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.